This is 89.1 WEMU, and a good Thursday to you. I'm David Fair, and welcome to a special edition of Cinema Chat. Special because we have the two co-hosts for Cinema Chat. Russ Collins is the executive director and CEO of Marquee Arts and is my constant companion. Good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
And Nick Alderink, whenever Russ is away, has been the fill-in Cinema Chat co-host, but his day job is cinema program director at Marquee Arts, and he is largely responsible for putting together the Cinetopia Film Festival. Glad you could be here as well. This is the first time the three of us have been together.
This is very exciting.
It's true.
So I know we're going to talk all things Cinetopia, but there is a movie coming out that seems to have piqued community interest, and that is Inside Out 2.
Yeah, it's a Pixar film, and it's a sequel or an aged version of the original, which was about emotions that were in the head of a young child and then a older child. And this is set at adolescence. So she's becoming Riley, it's the same character, is becoming a teenager. And anxiety plays a very big role in the emotional life of Riley in this movie.
Giving emotion identity, I can completely relate to. I'm an interesting group of people.
Yes, I think we all are. And Pixar has done a really excellent job. The first movie was outstanding. And it's used by schools and psychologists and psychiatrists in terms of creating a relatable piece
Kids
of
relate,
art.
Kids relate, families relate,
That's
therapists
right.
relate. Yeah, it's all good.
So anyway, we'll look forward to this. So it opens. Now, it's opening at your local multiplex. It's not opening at the State or Michigan Theater because our screens are full with Cinetopia.
And I want to ask Nick Alderink, you and I have occasionally touched on this over the past couple of months. The night is here. Are you ready?
I am as ready as we will be, which is very ready.
What is the grand opening tonight?
So tonight we are showing a film called For When You Get Lost. This won the Best Comedy at the Austin Film Festival. It is what they call a coming of middle age comedy. It is about two sisters that go on a road trip to make amends with their ailing father. And it's a very, very sweet story of family and about sisterhood, and also very, very funny. And a beautiful landscapes while they're on this trip together as well. And we're going to have the director, Michelle Steffes, as well as the producer, writer, and star of the film, Jennifer Sorensen.
So is this kind of a red carpet event, or at least in spirit?
Absolutely. The red carpet will be out.
There you go.
And there's an opening reception that starts at 5 o'clock, 5 to 6:30. And then the film is screened at 7.
Yeah.
So you can come early. Now, if the best way to go to a festival is to get a pass.
So you can go to all the movies.
You can go to as many or a few movies as you want. And the great thing about a festival is just to go to the next film. Because if you it's great to go to the opening one, and it's designed by Nick to be something that gets us off to a good start.
But there's what, Nick, 33 films in total?
Yeah. There's about 36 programs in total, but about 36 films that your pass will get you into. There's other some free events.
That's a lot of movies.
But yeah.
It's a lot of movies, and there's upwards of 100 screenings over these 11 days.
Yeah.
And we're doing this whole thing in association with the Ann Arbor Summer Festival.
So that's spectacular.
Cinetopia kicks off today. The Ann Arbor Summer Festival kicks off tomorrow. So, you can come down, go to a movie, go to an outdoor concert at the summer festival.
Grab a bite.
Go to a movie, grab a bite. There's lots of great restaurants.
And then watch
downtown.
Daniel Long and enjoy all the music at the summer festival.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it is a
we
festival
weekend.
We are
sponsoring weekend. That music stage.
Absolutely. So anyway, Nick, give us some highlights.
So we have 9 films from Sundance. There's Desire Line, Seeking Mavis Beacon, Daughters, Union, Luther, Never Too Much, 10 Lives, Girl Will Be Girl, Soundtrack to a Coup d'Etat, and Eternal You. But then we also have...
So you're saving us a trip to Utah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and Luther would be of particular interest to WEMU listeners.
Yeah, there's a few different music films. Luther is the documentary about Luther Vandross. And we also have a film called Resonator, and that we'll have the director of that film film in attendance. Her name is Allison Tavel. And it's her story. Her father had invented a particular type of synthesizer, and she's looking into her father's past because he died when she was not even 1 year old.
So finding connection.
And she fixes up his old synthesizer, and she travels it around the world, showing it to musicians. Peter Gabriel's in the film. There's a great story about Paul McCartney.
Almost assures it will be somewhat odd.
Yeah. And then there's a really great film called Soundtrack to a Coup d'Etat, which I just mentioned, and that is a Sundance selection. That was one of my favorite documentaries at Sundance. And this is a story that intertwines 1960s Cold War history in jazz and their role in Africa. I believe it's specifically the Democratic Republic of Congo. And
this film had a tremendous buzz out of Sundance.
It did.
It's odd and very cool.
Yeah. It sounds
right up our alley.
Yeah, it's a very interesting kind of not quite experimental, but it is. It's 2.5 hours long, and there's so much information packed into it.
So it challenges you, but keeps you absorbed.
Absolutely.
You are listening to Cinetopia edition of Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, alongside both Russ Collins and Nick Alderink. And just to be clear, you mentioned 9 films from Sundance, but you went and communicated with a number of film festivals, the best film festivals from around the world, to cultivate the program for Cinetopia.
Absolutely. Russ went to Cannes, and I kept my eyes on a great documentary festival called True False. But then, of course, we are looking at the Freep Film Festival in Detroit. There's a great Michigan festival called Fresh Coast, and I got some really great Michigan-connected films. South by Southwest was kind of an inspiration behind this festival, given that we are a film festival with also the music incorporation of it, which is South by Southwest.
And a college town.
Austin. With this partnership with the Summer Festival, I keep saying that it's kind of like our own South by Southwest. We call it the Midwest Festival. Is kind of what
I like it. We may have to retitle moving forward.
Now, as much as I beseech you to buy a pass, and there are several types of passes that you can buy, you can also just walk up and buy a ticket as well. The movies are being screened at the Michigan Theater, at the State Theater, a lot of them at the State Theater, and then we're doing a couple of screenings
outdoors.
There's several screenings outdoors with the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, and then we're doing a couple of screenings at the Mendelsohn Theater, which is most people think of it as a place you go see a play. But it was originally designed as a place that you could see a play or a concert, but it was also designed as a movie theater. So it had a projection booth, and Frank Yulee, who's one of our projectionists and a real film head in the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti area, wrote a book about the film culture in Ann Arbor and the student film societies in particular. And so we're actually recapturing a time when the Mendelsohn Theater was used as a movie theater with Dr. Caligari, which is a early German expressionist silent film. And the orchestra is the Little Bang Theory. It's a toy orchestra. And then we're doing some Fleischer cartoons. Dr. Caligari is on Saturday, and then the cartoons are on Sunday.
But it seems to me going back to the Mendelsohn Theater just fits in so nicely with the bicentennial celebration of the city of Ann Arbor.
Right, and the summer festival, because it's right there.
Right there.
Nick's got some more highlights for us, I know.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's I mentioned some really great Michigan, some films of great local connections, and one of which is our closing night film called Love and Vodka. And this is a world premiere. This is Cinetopia's first world premiere. This comes from director Heidi Phillipson. She's from the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti area, I believe, went to U of M, and it's she directed it, and it was adapted from a novel by a local author, R.J. Fox.
Right.
So this film bleeds Ann Arbor.
And Deb did a show with Heidi.
Deb Pollocky, speaking of, the host of Creative Impact on WEMU.
So it's not to be missed. The opening and closing night films, so the closing is a week from Sunday.
Yeah.
And then Marquee Town is another one. Joe Beyer, who was with Sundance for a long time, put together a documentary. He lives up in the Traverse City area, about an Upper Peninsula theater that was saved. So it's kind of the Michigan and State Theater story, except it's set in the Upper Peninsula. And we relate to this very, very, very much. And we're mm-hmm. looking forward to having Joe, the director, down to introduce the film.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, again, you could suggest that a pass is the way to go for any film festival, including Cinetopia.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But if you can't do a pass, we have a four-pack of film of tickets that you can buy. So you can take somebody and go
options.
To a couple. All sorts of options. So, yeah, just get on the marqueearts.org website, and you can find out everything you need to know about Cinetopia. Thank you, Nick, for your brilliant
Indeed.
Job of curating this festival. And part of our job is to bring filmmakers and give them a chance to meet our audience.
Yeah, and thanks for coming in early when you're going to be up so late on opening night. I do appreciate it. That is Nick Alderink. He is the Cinema Program Director and Curator of the Cinetopia Film Festival. Russ Collins is Executive Director and CEO of Marquee Arts. And I thank you both for being a part of this week's special Cinetopia edition of Cinema Chat on your community NPR station 89.1 WEMU. We'll do it all again next week and see how everything is turning out.
Ta-ta from the Ann Arbor Summer Festival and Cinetopia.